25 years ago, Viktor Goretzky was working in Kiev, then part of the Soviet Union, as a radiation safety expert. At 6 a.m. on April 26th, his boss called and woke him up.
What he said, that something terrible happened. He doesn't know exactly what happened, but very, very serious.
Reactor number 4 had exploded, spewing huge amounts of radiation into the atmosphere. Wind then carried it across the eastern hemisphere. In Kiev, just a few days after the event, Soviet officials still hadn't told the public. Goretzky said they even held a parade.
And people were walking through the central part of the city, and government was standing. Kids all over, everything open, smiling, flourishing. But the cloud is there, radiation cloud, and nobody knows.
Goretzky then spent 6 months in Chernobyl supervising cleanup workers.
My responsibility were to protect people by checking what the exposure rate and cutting the working time in the zone.
Today, Goretzky works at UW-Madison as a radiation safety manager. He says that he's mostly left his Chernobyl experience behind him, except for attending the occasional event, like one sponsored tonight by a Madison group, Friends of Chernobyl Centers U.S. The group helps Ukrainians displaced by the disaster through counseling and community development. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.